Our scripture reading for today is taken from the Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter, beginning with verse 1. Select verses from that chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. A couple weeks ago, I read a Facebook post by a young pregnant mother, and this is what she wrote. Some heavy questioning tonight from my four-year-old. And she had a number of questions that her four-year-old had asked, but then all of a sudden there was this one. Who put that baby in your belly? So if you're planning to be a parent, get ready to answer that question at some point. Who put that baby in your belly? And so it begins. So parenting begins. It's interesting, that question by a four-year-old, think of that, a four-year-old already trying to figure out how does this life start and all of that, is really one of the great, huge core questions of life. Where did I come from? How did I get here? And then a little child starts looking around at other things and realizes it's not just you that got here, but there are other things that got here. And how did the trees get here? How did the animals get here? How did the stars get up there? How did the moon? These are the essential, basic, core questions that are sometimes the first really big, heavy questions that kids start to ask. You probably did too to your parents. Well, how did we all get here? Where did this all come from? And we start to realize that there's kind of a cause and effect, that there's a chain reaction of certain things that have to happen for other things to come about, and we start doing the math. We start figuring backwards, and okay, so where did that come from? Well, where did that come from? And ultimately, where did all of this start? And sometimes we may feel like we're sitting in a big dark theater. There's a whole bunch of people around, and we're all asking each other, what's behind the curtain? And it's dark, and we can't really figure out what's happening. And we want answers. We want to know. Even a little four-year-old wants to know. And suddenly other people in the theater start yelling out answers. Well, I think there was a big explosion. I think a bunch of little bits of matter collided, and that's why we're here. That's where you came from. That's where we came from. In fact, if you go to the Minnesota Zoo and go to the baboon, that's our relatives. That's some of the answers that are yelled out in this dark theater, trying to figure out where did all this start and where did all of this come from? I remember when I was about 4 years old, was probably about the first time I remember seeing a dead bird in our backyard. And it was kind of a strange thing to see this lifeless creature that you'd always seen flying around. Or do you remember maybe the first time you were out playing around and you found some dead animal like a squirrel or something, and it just reeked that horrible, awful smell of death? When I was 4 years old, my one grandfather that I had in my life suddenly died of cancer. And I remember thinking, well, now what? And I remember thinking some of the other big questions, like, well, I'm a person, Grandpa's a person. Does that mean I'm going to die someday? Is that going to happen to me someday? Think of the huge questions of life that just swirl around, even in the mind of a little four-year-old, that continue to be inside of us, that continue to kind of linger inside of all of us. And then why does there have to be this death in the world? Why does everything have to be so messed up? Why does there have to be people that hate each other and do bad things to each other? Why do I have to make sure to lock up my possessions so somebody doesn't steal them? And how about inside of myself? Where does all this stuff come from in me that is not always nice too? this lack of love for people and selfishness and things? Why is everything in life and in this world so messed up? And when my life does finally come to an end, okay, then what? Then what's out there after that? And we're sitting in this dark theater asking these questions, and we can't figure out what's going on behind the curtain. And all of a sudden, God himself comes from behind the curtain and begins to pull it back. And he begins to speak to us. And he begins to talk to us through his word. And this is what he says. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made that were made were through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Mommy, how did that baby get in your belly? Mommy, where did I come from? God basically comes and answers all of those questions and says, I'm the source. I'm the beginning of this. My word is what has caused all of this to come into existence. Now think of that. Think about that for a moment. The word of God called all of this into existence. And, he says, that means I called you into existence. I made you. My word ultimately is what has formed you to be a living human being. And God says to us in that word from behind the curtain, I have given you a soul. I've given you a conscience. I've made you different than the squirrel and the dead bird and the baboon. I've made you different from that. I've given you a soul and a heart. Have you ever seen these beach balls that are actually colored to look like the world? It's like a globe, actually. And when you take one of those when they're flat and then blow it up, it's now your breath that is holding it all together and sustaining that. What a picture that is for us of how God is with not just the world we live in, but the universe. God, through his creative word, has breathed life into all of this, including you and me. And he is the source of all of that. And even today, it's his very word that started that is still sustaining everything. His word right now is what's causing blood to flow through your wrist to your hand. His word right now is what's causing your lungs to fill with oxygen so you can stay alive and breathe. So we ask the question, well, how did all this get so messed up? Well, that very God comes from behind the curtain and explains to us, well, your first parents rebelled against me and disobeyed me, and that infected problem inside of their soul got passed on to their kids and their grandkids all the way down to you sitting here today. And that's why there's death in the world too. The wages of that sin, what you deserve for that, is really death. But then God says, pulling the curtain back, I still care about you. I still love you. I still want to have a great relationship with you. In fact, I want you to come to be with me someday and live in a perfect home. And so he says, what I've chosen to do is I've taken my son, God himself, and made him come down and enter human history and to become one of you. Listen to what our text says. The word that created the world, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we've seen his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's a description of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born of Mary 2,000 years ago. In order to come into this world to ultimately go and shed his blood on the cross of Calvary to die for every one of us, to pay for all the guilt we had before God, the very things that could have caused God to push us away forever. He carried out the punishment for that on his son so that he now continues to love you and forgive you because of Christ. And he says, through faith in him, you have the answer to death. You have the answer to your own mortality. And what's coming for you through faith in him after this life comes to an end is a beautiful home in heaven where there's no more pain or trouble or sorrow. Now, all of that revelation, that pulling back the curtain where God speaks to us in this dark theater, comes to us through his sacred word. Is there any any wonder why Christians love this book? Amen. Please rise for prayer. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the gift of your holy word, through which you have revealed yourself to us and your great love for us and the plan of salvation you've worked out for us through the work of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Help us to truly believe and trust in him as our Lord, that someday we may join you in your presence eternally in heaven. We pray this all in Christ's saving name. Amen.